It's to the best of our knowledge. Today we're talking about ditching the assumptions encoded in words like handicapped and disabled. We're imagining instead a world in which being blind or deaf or missing limbs might be considered better abled. For instance, writer Stephen Cozzisto is blind, which lets him eavesdrop on the rest of us, because most of the time, we don't even notice he's listening.
Maybe it was a Saturday. I remember that my parents were still sleeping. I had a plan and dressed quietly. When I was certain that no one was awake, I slipped from the house. I loved to walk in the woods and follow the beams of light or depths of shade that fell between trees. I remember that on this particular day, I got lost while chasing light and found myself standing in front of the university's horse barn. I knew that somewhere in the cool space before me, a horse was breathing. I stood in the door and listened to him breathe. He sounded like water going down a drain. Then I took one step forward into a pyramid of fragrances. Who would guess that horses sometimes hold their breath? The horse was eyeing me from his corner. Then two cats were talking. Wind pushed forcefully at the high roof. Somewhere up high, a timber groaned. My horse was still holding his breath. When would he breathe again? Come on, boy, breathe for me. Where are you? I heard him rub his flank against a wall. Then I heard him breathe again with a great deflation. He sounded like a fat balloon venting in circles. And then I imitated him with my arm pressed to my mouth. I made great flatulent noises by pressing my lips to my forearm. How do you like that, horse? He snorted. I noticed the ringing of silence. An insect traveled between our bursts of forced air. Sunlight warmed my face. I was standing in a wide sunbeam. I was in the luminous whereabouts of horse. Judging by his breathing, his slow release of air, his sound of a concertina, judging by this, I was nearly beside him. And so I reached out, and there was the great wet fruit of his nose, the velvet bone of his enormous face. And we stood there together for a little while, all alive and all alone. At night, when I couldn't sleep, I thought of this horse. I thought of his glory, his fat sound. I thought of how he pinched the air around him with his breathing. The house and the trees swayed in the night wind. The horse was dry wood talking. He was all nerves and nostrils. He tightened and then unwound. Like a clock, he groaned, like the Finnish women who stood beside the ocean, waving their sticks, strophe and anti-strophe, step, rhythm, pulse beat. I'd crossed a threshold, hearing and walking, the uncertain space that opened before me.
Stephen Cozzisto, reading from his memoir, Eavesdropping.
Päivä on kuivatettu, pyykit pyöritetty, pyykit on pyöritetty, liinat liotettu, liinat on liotettu, suopa silotettu, suopa on silotettu, vesi valutettu, vesi on valutettu, vesi valutettu, vesi on valutettuna ja liinat on liotettuna.
It's the Finnish group Vartina singing in our studios a couple of years ago.